जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी। जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी। जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे, हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरि बोल निथाय गौर हरि बोल हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट नंबर 2। श्रोता व्यादीनि राजेन्द्र नृणाम संति सहस्रश अपश्यदामात्मतत्वं गृहेषु गृहमेधिनां। श्रोतव्यादीनि राजेन्द्र नृणाम संति सहस्रश अपश्यदामात्मतत्वं गृहेषु गृहमेधिनां। श्रोतव्यादीनि राजेन्द्र नृणां संति सहस्रश अपश्यदामात्मतत्वं गृहेषु गृहमेधिनां। बताएं श्रोतव्यादीनि
subject matters for hearing. Rajendra, O Emperor, Pranam of human society, Santi, there are, Sahasrashah, hundreds and thousands, Apashyatam of the blind, Atmatattvam, knowledge of self, the ultimate truth, Grahashu, at home, Grahamedhinam, of persons too materially engrossed. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth, have many subject matters for hearing in human society, O Emperor. Purport. In the revealed scriptures, there are two nomenclatures for the householder's life. One is Grihastha and the other is Grihamedhi. The Grihasthas are those who live together with wife and children, but live transcendentally for realizing the ultimate truth. The Grihamedhis, however, are those who live only for the benefit of the family members, extended or centralized, and thus are envious of others. The word Medhi indicates jealousy of others. Grihamedhis, being interested in family affairs only, are certainly envious of others. Therefore, one Grihamedhi is not on good terms with another Grihamedhi, and in the extended form, one community, society or nation is not on good terms with another counterpart of selfish interest. In the age of Kali, all the householders are jealous of one another because they are blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth. They have many subject matters for hearing, political, scientific, social, economic, and so on. But due to a poor fund of knowledge, they set aside the question of the ultimate miseries of life, namely miseries of birth, death, old age, and disease. Factually, the human life is meant for making an ultimate solution to birth, death, old age, and disease. But the Grihamedhis, being illusioned by the material nature, forget everything about self-realization. The ultimate solution to the problems of life is to go back home, back to Godhead, and thus, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita 8.16, the miseries of material existence, birth, death, old age, and disease are removed. The process of going back home, back to Godhead is to hear about the Supreme Lord and His name, form, attributes, pastimes, paraphernalia, and variegatedness. Foolish people do not know this. They want to hear something about the name, form, etc., of everything temporary, and they do not know how to utilize this propensity of hearing for the ultimate good. Misguided as they are, they also create some false literatures about the name, form, attributes, etc. of the ultimate truth. One should not therefore become a Grihamedhi simply to exist for envying others. One should become a real householder in terms of the scriptural injunctions.
Om Adnyanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manohishtam Sthapitam yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guraha Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Kupesha Gopika Kanta
Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Paditanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth, have many subject matters for hearing in the human society, O Emperor. Hare Krishna. So, this is the chapter entitled The First Step in God Realization. Shukdev Goswami has started speaking in reply to Parikshit Maharaj's question as to what is the supreme occupation to attain perfection for everyone in general, and also specifically for one who is about to die. And what is the subject matter worthy of hearing, speaking, remembering, and also who is that supreme person who is worthy of being served. So, Shukdev Goswami has appreciated, lauded the question, and he has begun to reply. So in a way, this is again another beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam from the second canto, where Shukdev Goswami actually begins to speak what he had heard from his father, Vedavyas. So definitely, therefore, the first canto and the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is considered as the lotus feet of the Lord, as we know that the Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from the supreme deity of the Lord. Tameva devam karunanidhanam tamalavarnam suhitavataram apara samsara samudra setum bhajamahe bhagavata swarupam. That the Supreme, All-Merciful, Dark-Complexioned Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, in order to facilitate the crossing of the immense ocean of material existence, has incarnated as Srimad Bhagavatam. So, here is actually the form which people are not so much trained to see and recognize this form of the Lord, and therefore people have the habit of coming to the temples and taking darshan of the deity form, but they do not want to accept the Srimad Bhagavatam form of the Lord, which is far more important than any other form of the Lord. And therefore, it is explained that Padau Yadiyo Prathamad Dutiyo Tritiya Turiyo Kathidau Yaduru Nabhis Tataha Panchamaye Vashashtau Bhujantaro Daur Yugalau Tathanyo Kantastu Rajan Navamo Yadiyo Mukhar Vindam Dashamam Prafullam Eka Dasho Eschalalata Pattam Shirup Yadvadasha Eva Bhati Padau Yadiyo Prathamad Dutiyo. The first and the second cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam are actually the two lotus feet of the Lord. Yes. It's just like Srimad Bhagavad Gita also. Five chapters are known as the five heads. Then the next 10 chapters of Bhagavad Gita are considered to be the 10 hands. 16th, 17th and 18th. Yes, 16th is the stomach and 17th and 18th are the two lotus feet of the Lord. So Srimad Bhagavad Gita is also a form of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam is also a form of the Lord, as explained by Lord Narayan to Lakshmi, that I incarnate. When Lakshmi asks that how can one understand, how can one book contain the information to understand all of creation and also the means of getting out of this creation, how is that possible? Such a small book, 700 verses. Then Narayan says, yes, that is because the Bhagavad Gita is my incarnation. It's unlimited, even though it is so concise. And also Srimad Bhagavatam. And definitely there is nothing you will find in the Srimad Bhagavatam which you will not find its roots in the Bhagavad Gita, because they are ultimately the same. The goal of both is the same. So Parikshit Maharaj has laid down the principles necessary to approach a spiritual master. So this episode we can understand what is the behavior of a disciple, how a disciple should make inquiries. So we have seen that how Parikshit Maharaj he presented himself in front of the Guru. That is a very important quality, to present yourself, show yourself. Then he offered his respects to Shukadeva Goswami. Then he offered respects to Shukadeva Goswami by his words of glorification. Then he pledged that I will accept, I resolve to follow a principled, disciplined life. I will fast till death. And then finally he presented very humbly the questions to Shukadev. So manifesting these qualities, which we also see that when a disciple gets initiated in ISKCON also, we see following that same parampara. So it is nice to go back and find it in the scriptures. Many times we read scriptures too, because Prabhupada has so beautifully given us a lifestyle in ISKCON where we are doing things. Yes, but then the faith and the conviction is strengthened when you go back and you see that how it is a very ancient tradition. followed by our acharyas and even Parikshit Maharaj. You know, where a disciple comes to the guru, there's a yajna and this sankalpa, I will follow these principles, no meat eating, no intoxication, and so on and so forth. So that same principle. And he's saying, as appreciation, that there is no higher authority than you. Who can be a better authority than you? And here we can see that he has received the blessing of the Lord by being presented with this supreme most authority on the science of devotion. And he says that it is not a coincidence. What are the chances that a pure devotee like him, such an exalted person who has just now renounced the entire world, is the emperor of the world, and then he's meeting with this person who is, you know, the best of the best of all speakers. Not just in his knowledge, not just in his understanding, but he's also intelligent in his presentation. Some people may be intelligent, they have knowledge, but they may not be able to present. Some people may be good at presentation, but they may not have the knowledge. Or some people may be having knowledge and they may be good presentation, having good presentation skills, but they may not be having the understanding, the subtle explanations, the realizations. But here is a person who has everything. And to top it up, he's got that which no other speaker has got. Detachment. Because he's there after Parikshit Maharaj has renounced his kingdom. While he was in the kingdom, and if he would have approached, that would have put some kind of doubt in the minds that, you know, everybody wants to be the guru of the king here. It's always good, you know, I am the guru of the... But he's there after the... Because such souls, as it was presented before, that these great Mahatmas will... They shun the association of kings. Wealthy materialists. They don't even stand in the houses, or they don't even go to beg in the houses of materialistic people. They will also... The sages of this caliber would go and beg in the houses of renounced people, or preparing for the renounced order, like the Vanaprasthas or something like that. Because of, you know, and here, now they have all pledged to be there for 7 days to see him off till Parikshit Maharaj dies. What a fortune. So he's saying it is not coincidence, it is the arrangement of the Lord. As it is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Brahmande bharamite kono bhagyavan jeev guru krishna prasade paye bhakti lata bij. So here, that only by the mercy of the Supreme Lord can one get a guru, and only by the mercy of the guru then one gets Krishna. Krishna says in the Gita, Tesham evanu kampartham aham ajnana jam tama nashyami atma bhavastho jnana deepena bhasvata. That the Lord, out of compassion, being seated within the heart of the living entity, gives knowledge by which ignorance is destroyed. So, the Lord plays the role of a guru. Yes? Giving knowledge is the work of guru. So, the Lord is giving knowledge, so he is also a guru. But he is seated in the heart of the living entity, so therefore he is a Chaitya guru. He cannot be seen. But he gives the knowledge. We know that, we can realize it, we can see also, like, say maybe a calf is born to a cow. As soon as he's born, he just tries to get up and he knows where to get milk and he runs towards the udder of the milk, even though the mother is not trying to suckle the baby. She's just standing there, but the newborn calf knows where to go and find milk. Who's giving that knowledge? That is a Chaitya Guru. And just as the calf knows where to find its milk, so also higher knowledge, higher realizations comes by the mercy of the Lord. And so here we can see that by the help of the Lord, because the Lord has, he belongs to the Lord. Parikshit Maharaj is so dear to the Lord that the Lord has specially arranged. And the quality of a disciple is his inquisitiveness. His tatrilaulyam api mulyam ekalam janmakoti sukratayat nalabhyate. So that that greed, intense hankering to get that knowledge has inspired the Lord to send the Guru. And not just the Guru is there, but he's again presenting himself and offering his respects. So, like, you know, this somebody had told me a thing that once one boy lost his contact lenses. He was searching for it. So then his father came along and said, "What are you searching for?" I said, "Oh, actually, father, I dropped my contact lenses. I'm searching for it." So then father also started searching. And somehow the father found it. So the son was surprised. He said, "Father, how did you find it? You also have poor eyesight. I've been so young and I've been searching for 1 hour and you, within 10 minutes you found it. It's so difficult to find contact lenses. It's transparent, you know. Just merges with the floor." So the father said, "That's because you were searching for contact lenses. I was searching for 15,000 rupees. I paid for it. I know the value of it. You know, when you lose this contact lenses, you'll get another one. I'll get you another one. But for me, I know the value of it. So my search was more intense." So everybody is in some way or another looking for God. Some are knowing about it, some are not knowing about it, some are not so intense about it, some are very intensely looking. And therefore, here we can see, the most intense seeker of the Lord gets the most, topmost of spiritual scientists to be his guru. Muktanam visiddhanam narayana paranmukham sudurlabha prashantatma kotishvapi mahamune. Muktanam api siddhanam. Out of many liberated souls, millions of liberated souls, and out of many millions of perfected human beings, there could be one sudurlabha prashantatma, one devotee of Krishna that can be found, whose prashantatma, who is without any worries and anxieties, engaged in the chanting and discussing of Srimad Bhagavatam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So he has found his guru. Just as the disciple has qualities, even the guru has to have qualities. Recently had that Guru Purnima. Who is a guru? So what is that? Dharmagya, dharmakartacha, sada dharma parayana, tatvebhya sarva shastrartha adeshako gurur uchyate. Dharmagya, he should be the knower of dharma. Dharmakartacha, he should be engaged in dharma. Sada dharma parayana, he should have perfected dharma, should always be surrendered to dharma. And he should be always free from all kinds of worries. Tatvebhya sarva shastrartha, and he is able to compile the essence of all the Vedas, and should adeshako iti gurur uchyate. So one who instructs others, who gives knowledge to others from the scriptures, is guru. So here, that very important quality of a disciple and very important characteristic of a guru has been presented in the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. And here, Parikshit Maharaj is saying that there are so many subject matters that one can discuss about. Atmatattvam. Apashyatam atmatattvam griheshu griha medhi. So, griha, house. Medhi comes from that root, as it is explained by Srila Prabhupada, medru, which means to be violent. So householders, they tend to be violent and they tend to be jealous of each other, as it is written in the purport. Yes. Why? Because apashyatam atmatattvam. They are blind to the science of atma. And to be very precise, atma here, because atma in Sanskrit can mean so many things. Atma pumsi sobhavechi sobhaveti prayanta manasorapi dhritavapi manishayaha sharira brahmanorapi. So atma can mean either human beings are also known as atma, swabhav is known as atma, fire is also called as atma, mind is also known as atma, resolve, determination is known as atma, intelligence is also known as atma, even the body is known as atma, sharira brahmanorapi, and the soul is also known as atma, and the Lord is also known as atma. So what atma tattvam? So here it is explained that they are ignorant of their true identity of who they are and who the Lord is. That atma tattvam. And all other atmas, there are so many such literatures on the intelligence and on the mind and psychology and psychiatry and Google, and today there is nothing. There's no need to emphasize on, they say that data is the new oil. Those who have data. Just yesterday I met one boy. I said, what are you doing? So he said, I'm a data scientist. So much of data available. Google is full of it at the tip of your fingertips. Tremendous. So that is here. 5,000 years ago, Shukdev Goswami has already spoken that lot of subject matters. But the main subject matter is missed out. Atma tattvam. That is what is important. So here Prabhupada says that because of that, the householders, griha medhis, there are two kinds of people. One who's living in the house, householders, married, having children and all, the grihasthas, and the others who are griha medhis. So grihasthas, they live a Krishna conscious life. I've seen personally many times, so many devotees are there. I mean, I don't see any difference between the lives of sannyasis or even brahmacharis or, even grihasthas. They live like sannyasis, actually, even though they are living in a house. We remember once we had gone for book marathon and some Gujarat, some place, and one person, a grihastha devotee, his wife was pregnant, so she had gone to her mother's place. So the house was empty, so he welcomed us, and 12 of our brahmachari devotees just crashed into the house, and using all his house amenities, going into the kitchen, cooking and making a mess and everything. And then he comes like, as if he's a servant, and he says, Prabhuji, kuch chahiye kya, kuch chahiye kya? And he's sleeping on the floor, and the brahmachari is also like sometimes arguing and quarreling also sometimes, discussing strategies and other things, what should be done and what not. But this person is like, and I was thinking, my God, what an amazing person. See his renunciation. He's opened his door to all of us, 12 of us. Who would do that? I offered my respects to him, the renunciation. Hardly any difference. And he would go to work in the daytime, and then in the night time, he would, in the evening times, then again he would join us in book distribution, book marathon. And I hardly saw him sleep. Hardly slept, and I said, how do you manage it? Don't be sleepy in your office. Manage kar leta, no problem. So grihasthas, and there are so many of them in our somehow community we get to see. They are more regular in Mangal Arati, some of them even more than even, you know, resident Brahmachari sometimes. It's a good, really amazing to see that how one can be Krishna conscious in any situation. And Griha Medhis, as it is pointed out, those who are violent, those whose priorities are something else, apart from Krishna consciousness. And then as a result of that, they end up envying others. And there are so many such examples. We can see what is there to discuss. Maharaj used to say that in this universe, every atom is at war with another. They're vibrating. If you study science also, you know, this constant vibration. Atoms and molecules are rubbing and causing the heat, entropy or whatever you call. Some energy is always there. So, that's why it is said this universe is made up of protons, electrons, neutrons and morons. So, what can be done? That is the foundation of this material existence. Everybody is envious. One devotee was telling me that, I was asking him, how did you come to Krishna consciousness? And so he was just sharing one of his realizations that his own grandfather hid appointment letter which he had received from a multinational company. So I said, how come? What happened? So then he said that my grandfather was a very well-known figure in our village. Before him there was none. So he made a big name for the kula, for the community. But now, for the first time, in his own family, me, I got admission into a very premier institute and I got a job, I was about to get a job in a multinational company, something which that in that village they had never known. So when the appointment letter came, the grandfather hid it. Because he thought that his grandson may surpass him in that. Because he couldn't find it and he thought he didn't get the job. He called up the officials and he said, kya ho gaya, aapne bola tha ki job assured hai and all that. So he said, we sent you the appointment letter, check at home. What address did you send? Here. Then he inquired from his people and he opened the drawer and checked that it was hidden somewhere. So that is the nature of this world. Everybody is envious. Their grandfather is envious of the son. Son may be envious of the father. And you see Aurangzeb, Jahangir, and Kansa, and Ugrasen. And even when the Lord appeared, and there was Shishupal. And in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, we see Gopal, Chapal, a Brahmin who was very expert at cursing and criticizing and was not a Vaishnava, was a worshipper of some god, goddess or Bhavani. And when they would see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu perform Sankirtan at Srivas Thakur's home, they couldn't just tolerate it. Kya chal raha hai? What are they doing inside? Oh, so many people. Oh, what is this? So then he came and he tried to discredit him and assassinate his character by laying out paraphernalia for worshipping Durga in front of Srivas's house. And immediately then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu punished him, and within 3 days he was afflicted with leprosy. And then he went and fell at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he said, please, I am your maternal uncle. I am like, you know, you are the incarnation of the Lord. And Prabhupada is writing in the purport that how did he know that he was the incarnation of the Lord? And if he knew that he was the incarnation of the Lord, then why was he envious of him? So that is the result of materialistic people, that even if it is the Lord who is present, even if somebody is serving the Lord directly, they will become envious. And in fact, envy of any living entity in this world is tantamount to envying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, you know, this mantra, Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha सर्वे सन्तु निरामय सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःख भाग् भवेत्। ओम शांति शांति शांति।
You have to forgive everyone. You can't be envious of anyone. Because the Lord has incarnated. The souls are also an incarnation of the Lord. Part and parcels of the Lord means He is the Lord. In that sense, I mean the hand. You can't envy the hand and say that, you know, I envy the body but I don't like the hand. Not possible. Mama ivamsho jiva loke or mama idaso jiva loke. All are meant to be potentially the servants of Krishna. So therefore, the result can be seen immediately, that when we forgive and when we encourage others and when we appreciate others and, you know, for their spiritual contributions, then naturally the result of that is our own happiness and our own pleasure. Immediately then he was afflicted by leprosy, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while after taking sannyas, when he came back to Kulia, then this Gopal Chapal, who was still suffering, he came to him and said, forgive me, forgive me. No, I will not forgive you. I will cast you in hell and make you suffer like that. You will be eaten by worms for millions and millions of lives. Unless and until you go to Srivas Thakur, whom you have offended, you have criticized, and beg for forgiveness. And then he goes and then he is freed of that disease. Therefore, Kulia is known as Aparadha Bhanga Sthali, where devotees may go and beg for forgiveness in case they have offended out of envy for others. And then we can see, you know, not just the principle extends to anyone and everyone. In Ramanujacharya, Sri Sampradaya, we see how his own guru became envious of his disciple, Yadav Prakash. He was a very renowned teacher, but he was belonging to the Advait sect. He was very inspired by Ramanujacharya's intelligence, humble nature, that he became his favorite student. And one day, as it is said, that he was massaging his guru, oil massaging his guru, as students would do in those days. Somebody had come and said, please explain to me this verse. And so Ramanujacharya was explaining the verse from the Chandogya. Guru Yadav Prakash was explaining the verse from Chandogya Upanishad. Tasya yatha kapyasam pundarikam evam ikshina. That verse, that the Lord's eyes are red like the lotus which blooms under the sun. That is the actual translation. But this Yadav Prakash, he, because he did not believe in the form of the Lord, he translated as the Lord, Supreme Absolute Truth, or the eyes of the Supreme Absolute Truth is like the posterior of a monkey. Kapyasam, that. And Ramanujacharya, even though he was a student, because he was a Vaishnava, Visheshtadvaita philosophy of Ramanujacharya, very personal, he was very offended, hurt actually, not offended, he was very hurt, and he said, Guru Maharaj, how can you give such an explanation for the Supreme Lord? How can you compare the beautiful eyes of the Lord with the posterior of a monkey? Not a very good example, so please. And Yadav Prakash, hearing this from his favorite student, became offended, and he said, if you know better, then you give an explanation. And then he gave the right explanation, and from then onwards he became absolutely envious of his own disciple, and he said, if you know so much, why don't you go and start your own school? Have your own students. Don't come and advise the guru. And Ramanujacharya did exactly that. And then his popularity was growing, and Raj Yadav Prakash was becoming very insecure. If this person becomes very famous, then, oh my God, what will happen to my credibility? I will lose my students. I will lose my control. And so then he said, okay, why not we go for a yatra together? Ultimately, we are all one family. And they made an arrangement to go to Banaras or Kashi or someplace. And They said, invited Ramanujacharya also. Ramanujacharya said, all right, let's do it. And they went, and on the way, they schemed to kill Ramanujacharya. Yadav Prakash, his own guru. So, fortunately for Ramanujacharya, by the grace of the Lord, this news came to Govind, one of his relatives, who intimated him that you are in grave danger, so please. And then Ramanujacharya, he somehow escapes, comes back to his hometown. So we see that there are so many such examples. You can go on and on. So why that happens? Because it is explained here, because of that attachment. So griha medhis, because they are living in a griha, and house means a material facility. It doesn't come easy. You have to work for it. You have to maintain it. You have to protect it. That involves being absorbed in this world. That means you're preoccupied. Your intelligence and your resources that God has given you has to be apportioned to that function naturally. That means that you're going to be in materialistic association, dealing with materialistic men. You're going to be affected by modes, by rajogona, tamogona, helplessly. And then there are interpersonal conflicts, you know. And it's difficult. That is a natural tendency for, and therefore, because of the preoccupation, miseries, they forget about the real miseries. As we discussed, that there are two kinds of miseries: the relative problems, the relative miseries, adhyatmik, adi bhautik, and adi daivika klesha. And then there are the real problems: janma mrityu jara vyadhi. So what happens? The graha medhis, they are so preoccupied by trying to find a solution for the relative problems that they become distracted from addressing the real problems. What is the function of the relative problems? Is to sometimes distract you from the real problems that become so preoccupied. Adi bhautik, adi daivika, adhyatmik, adi daivik klesh, too hot, too much rain, oh, how to protect the family from this rain, oh, COVID, oh, I'm going to lose my job, what to do, online, adi bhautik klesh, oh, the neighbor is giving me trouble, adhyatmik klesh, oh, hunger, thirst, I'm feeling hungry, I'm getting angry, adhyatmik klesh. So naturally a person will be distracted. It's the nature of being in a household. So griha medhis. And therefore, here it is explained that a person becomes trapped, distracted. Like, you know, there was this pilot who, while coming into land, he discovered that his landing gear below the nose had some issues. It was not deploying. You know, the planes, the wheels go in when it takes off, and it deploys when it's going to land. So wheels come out. So when it was about to land, his indicators indicated that the landing gear was having issues. So the nose gear, landing gear, was not deploying. So now he thought, okay, I will just sort out this issue. Now, in an emergency, planes can land even without the nose landing gear. It can. There is a risk, definitely a risk, but it can land without much danger. You have to empty the fuel and things like that. I know these things because I like aeronautics and engineering, things like that. So, and also because we travel by flights, you know, so often sometimes that we have to also take into consideration which is the safest spot in the plane, you know, just in case if it crashes and things like that. You have to do a little bit of research. So, I mean, all the flying and all that glamour, but ultimately when something happens, then you realize what is the glamour of flying. People consider flying as glamorous, but you speak to those families who have, you know, died in an airplane crash or something like that, and then you know how glamorous it is. It's really ground reality is something different. So now what happened was, he's trying to figure it out, that how can I sort it out, like maybe I'll I'll take it in, I'll take it out, and maybe in that it will be freed. And he got so absorbed, he forgot that he was running out of fuel. And he ran out of fuel in the air, and he came and crashed. And so many deaths. We got preoccupied. Smaller problem took his mind away from a bigger problem, that he's running out of fuel. And what happens when a plane runs out of fuel in the air? Heavy crash. So, here Prabhupada is saying that Grahamedi is being illusioned by the material nature. Forget everything about self-realization. The ultimate solution to the problems of life is to go back home, back to Godhead. So the process of going back home, back to Godhead is to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shravanam Kirtanam, as Brahma says, Thane Stitaha Shruti Gadam Danuvan Manobhir, that wherever you are, whether you are a householder, you are a student, you are a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, whatever, wherever you are, you have to hear Srimad Bhagavad Gita, you have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and you have to chant Hare Krishna, you have to do seva to the Supreme Lord. That is the path of perfection. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.